First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane McCormick Crowley says, words matter.
I have long relished our community's preservation of free speech, encouragement of diversity, acceptance of different lifestyles. However, even here, with artwork, yoga and meditation centers encouraging tolerance and mindfulness, we have those jarring intrusions of sleaze, trash talk, and disregard for common courtesy that comes with a craving for asserting individuality or mindless consumerism. It's interesting to see how that craving for recognition slides into conformity, daring fashion statements into must-have fads. Maybe drought increases discontent and sends us in search of ever more diversion, buying T-shirts, caps, even socks, with words still unacceptable in public airways, sometimes hovering around obscenity laws. Their messages aren't likely to foster creativity and world peace. And mindfulness? I wonder about the merchants ordering these items. Do they give them to their children and friends for birthday gifts and graduations? Who knows? One day we might go beyond the criteria of whatever sells, whatever the market will bear. What do our purchases say about ourselves?
Jane McCormick Crowley is a member of Pax Christi International. If you have something to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.